This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com and the director of the World Sweeping Association. I feel pleased today to have Brian Gray on the phone with me. He's the director of classification research for the Workers' Compensation Insurance Rating Bureau of California, which from this point on we'll call the WCIRB, since that's such a mouthful. And that agency is proposing changes to the street sweeping classification in California for workers' compensation, and I'll let Brian take it from there and start off with saying thank you for your time, Brian.
Well, thanks for the call. This is one of many classifications that we're proposing changes to. We've been involved in a multi-year project where we're trying to enhance the description for each workers' compensation classification here in California, to basically describe what the intended scope or application of the classification is, as well as to provide direction as to how similar or related classifications or operations might also be classified. So with regard to classification 9403 for street sweeping service companies, we're adding a statement that basically describes what this class applies to. And so the first statement is, this classification applies to cleaning public streets and highways by mechanical or manual street sweeping or snow removal. There are then several paragraphs that follow that are providing direction as to how related operations may need to be separately classified. So, for example, the next statement is that off-street sweeping, including but not limited to sweeping parking lots or private driveways, shall be classified as 9008 janitorial services. And so those operations could perhaps be easily confused with street sweeping, especially if they were using similar equipment, but that's the reason for this addition, is to provide clarity and to direct that 9008 applies to those operations.
Let me break in just to say that
sure.
That's something that we've looked at for years, because it just doesn't make sense that sweeping in traffic during the day would have the same risk classification and potential as sweeping in an empty parking lot at night. So
right.
It's great that that's being recognized by a leader in this sort of legislation, which is California.
Yes, and one thing I'll say about these changes is that these are really intended to reflect existing practices and procedures. And so it is certainly possible that some of these have not been widely known, and that's one of the reasons for this project, is to take all of the existing practices and procedures, and if they're not clearly addressed or if they're not contained in a rule or a directive, to try to capture that and have it now be public knowledge.
So a company could, it's classifying itself as janitorial services then in California if it only sweeps parking lots and related types of areas. Might it make sense for a company to divide, if it does both, to sweep parking lots and to sweep streets, to divide its company into two parts some way, legally via an attorney, so that you have a savings on one side from your workers' comp?
Honestly, it's actually a bit simpler than that. You wouldn't be required to establish a separate legal entity or anything of that nature. Really, what you would need to do is divide payroll between these classifications. And so there are rules contained in our Uniform Statistical Reporting Plan on how payroll can be divided between classifications. So, for example, if you had one employee who was engaged in both operations, you would need time card records that note the hours that they work in each of these two separate activities. If you had separate crews engaged in each of these separate activities, it would be fairly easy to designate that, the first crew works on public streets and roads, the second crew only does parking lots, and to classify them accordingly. But no separate legal entity or anything like that would be required to do this.
Well, that's great news. And then it strikes me that we also have a classification scenario for insurance companies. And so if the insurance company would recognize that distinction as well, it might make sense to use that same reporting for your insurance to see if that might lower your premiums.
Yes, absolutely. And so one of the reasons that we make these proposals is to provide clear direction to the insurance companies with the goal that any of the statistical data that they're then going to report to our organization is going to be reliable and is going to be classified based on these directions.
Okay. And this proposal will be done when? Can you give us some guidance on that and how likely it is to be completed?
Yes. This proposal is one of many that's going to be reviewed by the Classification and Rating Committee at its March 14th, 2017 meeting that's coming up. Assuming that the committee approves these changes, these would then be presented to the insurance commissioner at a public hearing later this year to be made effective January 1 of 2019, I believe.
Okay, so it skips a year to get ready.
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right, and is there anything else we should know first off?
Nothing that comes to mind offhand. Again, these are not intended to be changes that will alter the way that the industry is classified. The intent behind these proposals is strictly to clarify or amplify any of the existing procedures. And I must apologize, I misspoke a moment ago. These changes are going to be proposed to be effective 2018.
Okay. And so currently, what is the current situation in California? Can this be done now and the time card separated and so forth to
Absolutely.
Change?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's actually in place now, but just not well known and not delineated as well as it might be in statute.
That's right. That's the whole goal here is to make the statute, the regulations as clear as they can be.
Okay. So that's good news as well, and I guess if that covers our topic, let me conclude my side of it by saying that on behalf of two organizations that are integral to the sweeping industry, WorldSweeper.com, largest website for power sweeping, and the World Sweeping Association of Sweeping Contractors, we very much applaud this clarification and hope we can move it to other states because it just makes such good sense.
Great. Well, we appreciate your support.
All right. Thank you, Brian. And if you have my contact information, if there's anything else we can do or and so forth, comments, et cetera.
Okay. Thank you,
Brian. All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.